Today's daf is Tmura Daf Yud, and we are 7 lines from the top of Daf Yud Amid Aleph, Boi Rami Bar Chama. So the last Gemara that we learned on Daf Tes Amid Beis, the Gemara digressed for a moment from the halachas of Tmura and discussed the idea that if someone's makdish something and he wants to be poided, the halach is that he has to be Moisev Chaymish. So on that note, Boi Rami Bar Chama, makdish Moisev Chaymish, Oy Mischaper Moisev Chaymish. What happens if somebody is makdish a carbon on behalf of somebody else? So Reuven was makdish a carbon, but not because Reuven himself had to bring a carbon, but because Shimon had to bring a carbon. Reuven, out of the goodness of his heart, decided that he's going to give Shimon a matana. His matana is that carbon obligation that you have, I'm going to be mafresh and be makdish a carbon on your behalf. The halach is that that's okay. Even though Shimon is the one that's bringing a carbon, it's okay for Reuven to be mafresh a carbon on Shimon's behalf. The question is, as it relates to the halacha of Chaymish, who's considered the Bala Karbin as it relates to the halacha of the Makdish having to be Moisef Chaymish? Again, if someone makes something Hekdish and he's poided, the Makdish himself would have to be Moisef Chaymish. If somebody else is poided, he would not have to be Moisef Chaymish. The question is, over here, Reuven is the Makdish, Shimon is the Mischaper, so is Reuven the one that would have to be Moisef Chaymish, or is Shimon the one that would have to be Moisef Chaymish? Rava said, Amakra, it's a Mufurish Apostle. It says, Vema Makdish Yigalas Besai. And then the Torah says that the Yosef Chamishis Kesef Erkechol of Ahayaloi. It says clearly the Makdish is the one that would have to be Moisef Chaymish, Makdish v'loy Mischaper. Boy, Rami Bar Chama asked another Shaila, Makdish oisa tmura, oy Mischaper oisa tmura. We saw in yesterday's daf, a chiddush. And that is that the only time a person can make an animal tmura is if he's the owner of both karbonas. Meaning, he would have to be the owner of the behemoth chulin, he'd also have to be the owner of the behemoth kacha. So if I have an behemo that's kachin, I can now make tmura from that animal onto a behemah schulin that I have. The question is, what happens if Reuven was makdish a carbon on behalf of Shimon? Who's considered the bailam of that carbon with regards to the halacha of tmura? Is the makdish the one that's the bala carbon? Meaning, is he the one that could be oisa tmura from that animal? Or is Shimon, the mischaper, considered the owner of that carbon? Thus, he would be the one that would be able to be oisa tmura. Amar Rava said, it has to be that the mischaper is the one that's oisa tmura. Why? Because MK, Matzinu, Tzibur, Vishutfin, Oisin Tmura, going to Shavu Shliach, Lachdush. The halach is that two partners that own a carbon together can't be Oisin Tmura. Only a Yachid that owns a carbon can be Oisin Tmura. But if you have two partners and a carbon, they can't make Tmura from it. And the reason is a technical reason. Because one person physically could be Oisin Tmura. Two people can't come together, Sheves Achim Gam Yachad, and let's go ahead and do a Maisa Tmura. One person can do it, two people can't do it. The question is, why is that true? Why can't two people make a shliach to be oisa tmura on their behalf? So l'chayra, let the shliach do it for them. The Gemara argues that l'chayra, that should be totally if in makdish oisa tmura, or if mischaper is oisa tmura. If makdish is oisa tmura, so then the two shutfin can appoint a makdish, a one person, he will be the one that would be the oisa tmura. But to the extent that the shutfin are the mischaperim, because it's mischaper oisa tmura, so based on that, you shouldn't be able to make a shliach. If the halach is that shutfin can never be oisa tmura, must be mischaper oisa tmura, and not makdish oisa tmura. V'oit, says the Gemara, I'll prove to you from someplace else. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Huna. Rav Nachman said, I'm Rav Huna. Tana, we learned to the Braisa. It says regarding the Nazir, karbonei l'ashem al nizroi, milvada shetasek yadai. So we know that a Nazir, when he completed his Naziris, had to bring 3 karbonis. He had to bring a chatas, a noil, and a shlomo. And the pasuk says, zois teres ha Nazir, ashe yider karbonei l'ashem al nizroi, so the Torah says that Zois Teres Anazer, the Chatas Doil and the Shlamin, Milvad Asher Tasek Yadoi, in addition to what he can afford. Now, usually when you find the words Tasek Yadoi, Hesek Yad in the context of Kachem, your mind's supposed to wander to Oil of Yair. I mean, there is a concept sometimes when you bring a carbon where the value of the carbon depends on what you can afford. So if you can afford a more expensive carbon, you bring a more expensive carbon, bring a behemoth. If you can't afford that, you bring birds. If you can't even afford that, you can bring a carbon mincha. Right? There's a concept of hesed yad. We learned a lot about hesed yad when we learned Masechtas Erechin, where if a person took upon himself Erechin and then he couldn't afford to make the payments that are ktsuva b'Torah. So we work it out with him. The point is, there's a concept of hesed yad, but nazir is not one of the examples of hesed yad. There's no halacha anywhere that says that the carbon of the nazir is going to vary depending on how much the nazir could afford. Sefreit the Gemara Kasha, Zoyis Teres HaNazir, Karbonai L'Hashem Al Nizroi Milvad Ashet Hasek Yadoi, V'chi Nazir Nidin B'Hesek Yad. Where does Hesek Yad come into the parsha of the Karbonis of the Naz? Okay, so says the Gemara, you must be, it's coming to teach me Allah. Karbonai L'Hashem Al Nizroi Shehifrish Mishaloi Milvad Ashet Hasek Yadoi Shehifrish Aloi Achet. The Pasuk is talking about a Nazir that can't afford to bring the Karbon Naziris. Now, he doesn't get off easy, but it just so happened somebody was kind enough to be mafresh the Karbonis on his behalf. If that's the case, the Torah is equating Karbonai, which is where he was mafresh the carbon himself, to Asher Tasig Yadai, where others were mafresh the carbon on his behalf. Lamai Hilchaso, says the Gemara. Why is the Torah equating that? Is it coming to teach me the Chiddush that by a Nazir, he himself doesn't have to be the one to bring the carbon, or someone can be mafresh it for him? Pshita de Mechaperle. Why should someone else not be able to bring the carbon on his behalf? Matana Kayovle. It's no different than any other parasha of carbonus with his halacha that someone can be mafresh a carbon on behalf of somebody else. So why should the Nazir be any different? Nazir has to bring three carbonus. Unfortunately, he can't afford it. Somebody else will bring it for him. So that can't be, that's the chiddush of Milvan Ashatasek Yadin in the parasha of Nazir, Kamash Malan, that somebody else could be mafrish the carbon on behalf of the Nazir. We know that. That's Kachem 101. Elo, linyan tmura. Maspi is coming to teach me some other halacha. What halacha? Maybe tmura? Gemara's not sure. I mean, what does that pasuk have to do with tmura? Nothing. But maybe it's coming to teach me halacha regarding tmura. V'hachi kamar, and this would be the chiddush. Man, ishalo yoysa tmura, just like if the Nazir would be mafrish his own carbonus. He's obviously the one that would be yoysa tmura. There's nobody else. He's the makdish, he's the meschaper. It's 100% from beginning to end his carbon. So obviously he's the owner of the carbon as it relates to tmura. Afke shehefrishu loyacherim oysa tmura. So too, if somebody else would be marfish on his behalf, he himself, the meschaper, would be the one that's oysa tmura. And if that's the case, shmami no, bas meschaper is linan. So you have a raya that when it comes to tmura, it's the meschaper that's the one that's oysa tmura. Again, it's not mefurish anywhere in this pasuk. Meschaper oysa tmura. It's a parasha talking about nazir. Doesn't mention the word tmura. Tmura is mentioned, Pasha the word, twice in the Torah. In the end of Parashat Dukhukaisai, there's a Parashat Tmura, and then regarding the Maisa Behema, which is also a carbon, the Torah again mentions the concept of Tmura. Here we're dealing with Nazir, no mention of Tmura. But we have the words Ashatasi Yadai, which is extra, it's miyutar, must be coming to teach me something, says the Gemara, perhaps the Allah of Tmura, which Allah of Tmura? That Meschap is Oysa. But the Gemara says, Lailam, then you kapar. Really, I'll tell you the reason the Torah mentions Milvad Ashatasi Yadai is to teach me this idea that the Nazir doesn't have to be mafresh his own carbon, somebody can be mafresh on his behalf. What's the chiddush? I'll tell you the chiddush. Had it not said mefurish that you can be mafresh a carbon on behalf of a Nazir, I would have thought gzeres hakosafu that this gzeres hakosaf carbonoi, because that's what the pasuk says. Zoyis teres hanazir asheyidar karbonoi, and karbonoi is mashma medidehu the mechaper. It has to be his. But acherim loy kamash malon. That's the chiddush. Either way, so the Gemara says you can't prove from here the halacha that mischaper zoyis tmura. So bottom line, my havi Allah. So what is the maskana? And really, the my havi Allah is going back on both shailas. Number one, the concept that a makdish, if he wants to be paid to his own hekdish, he has to be Moisef Chaimish. If a random person wants to be paid to hekdish, he doesn't have to be Moisef Chaimish. If the makdish does, he has to be Moisef Chaimish. The question is, if there's a makdish and a meschap, if they're not the same person, usually they're the same person, what if they're not the same person? Who's the one that's Moisef Chaimish? Makdish or meschap? Another shayla regarding Tmura. If the makdish and the meschaper were not the same person, who's the bala carbon as it relates to Tmura? It has to be your carbon to do a maisa Tmura. The behemoth's chulin has to be yours, and the behemoth's kachem ost has to be yours. That's the chiddush we saw in yesterday's daf, the lumnus that we spoke out from Rabbi Chanan in his Aris to Masechtas Tmura. But the bottom line is that you have to own both carbonis. What if Reuven was makdish it? Shimon's going to be the beneficiary of it. Who's considered the bialim? May have Allah toshma. Dom rabbi rabbi yechman. Makdish moysef chaymish. As it relates to chaymish, it's the makdish u'meschaper is the tumra, and the meschaper is considered the bala carbon as it relates to tumra. By the way, a third halacha toymish leish chayrim toybis anoshalay. If Reuven's going to go ahead and he's going to be mafish trumas and meisus on somebody else's behalf, so that's the theme. The theme is someone's doing something on somebody else's behalf. So in this case, you'd be mafish trumas and meisus on somebody else's behalf. Who gets the benefit of Tevis Anah? Right, what's Tevis Anah? Tevis Anah is what the way people use it in conversation. It means you have the benefit of picking and choosing who you're going to give it to. Chalikas in the Gemara if Tevis Anah is Mammon or if it's not Mammon. But the question is, who gets the Tevis Anah? Is it the one who owns the Tvua, or is it the one that's being mafresh the Trumas and Maestras? The Gemara says, Tevis Anah belongs to the one that's mafresh. How do you know that? My time of Amakra, ki zechalo la'asres kol masar tfuoscha v'nosato la'levi. It's the one that's giving, the one that's being mafresh the Maestras. He's the one that gets to decide who he's going to give it to Exel. So either way, what comes out from this Gemara is that as it relates to a case where there's a makdish and a meschaper, with regards to the halacha of the makdish is moysef chaymish, the makdish is considered the one. As it relates to the halachas of tmura, who's considered the bialim, the meschaper is the one. And the truth is, it's not a stira. It's very simple, the reconciliation between these two halachas. Because when it comes to hekdish, the emphasis is on makdish. That's what the Gemara says. Who's moysef chaymish when he comes to be poyda hekdish? The makdish. We look at who the makdish is. When it comes to tamura, we look at who the bala carbon is. And really, the chiddush of this gemara is that the bala carbon, when there's a makdish and a meschaper, is the meschaper. It's not the makdish, it's the meschaper. When it comes to being moysef chaymish, we don't care who the bala carbon is. We care about who the makdish is. At the end of the day, Reuven was makdish. Now, it just so happens he was makdish for Shimon. Who cares? Doesn't negate the fact that Reuven was the makdish. If Reuven's the makdish, he's the one that has to be moysef chaymish. But when it comes to tmura, it's not about who the makdish is. It's about who's the bialim. There's a halacha. You can't be makdish adavish ein shalai, just like you can't be makdish adavish ein shalai. It has to be my carbon for me to make a tmura. So the question is, who's considered the bala carbon? The answer to that question is, the Meschaper is considered the Bala carbon. I saw in the Zichron Shmuel. So Zichron Shmuel was a sefer that was written after Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky's Petira. It's Torah from the Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shmuel Ruzovsky. So he brings that he once discussed with the Brisker Rav, who told him that he discussed with Rav Chaim, every time there's a Makdish and a Meschaper, who's considered the Bala carbon as it relates to the Chesh Mishpat Shavai? Right? You have halachas if someone steals a carbon. So is there kefal? Is there no kefal? Is there dalavay? Sugi in the beginning of Perek Meruba, there's a stira in Taisus in the beginning of Meruba, but there's a lot of raid on this. But the question is, who's considered the Bala carbon? Is the Makdish considered the Bala carbon or Meschaper? If you play it out, Reuven has a behema. He knows that his friend Shimon has to bring a carbon and he's struggling. So he says, you know what? I'm going to help man. I'm going to bring the carbon on his behalf. So he takes his nice behema and he's Makdish it, and it's sitting in his barn and his pen and his farm. That's where it is. But he was mafresh it on behalf of Shimon. And then something happens from a chosha mishpat standpoint. Someone was mazik it, someone stole it. So the chiyuve mamet, who do they go to? They go to Reuven, they go to Shimon. So Reb Chaim said, mistama ha-mischaper hu abaylam gavler inyad mamet. That's what he said, Reb Chaim said. Mistama for Reb Chaim. Interesting, Reb Chaim wasn't sure. But the bottom line is, he said, it's mistaber that he's the bala carbon. But the point is, that's our sugya. Our sugya is that when there's a makdish and a mischaper, you want to know who the bala carbon is? The mischaper is considered the bala carbon. We see it with regards to tmura, Reb Chaim. And Briska said, Mistama also, with regards to the Dina Mamnus. Just one other Ha'ara. So we mentioned the Pasuk here of Nazir. Zoyz Teres HaNazir Asher Yidr Karbonik L'Hashem HaNazir Mevada Asher Tasig Yadai. And the Gemara wasn't sure how to even darshan those words. Mevada Asher Tasig, what does that mean? We don't care what a person can or cannot afford when it comes to a Nazir. There's some Karbonis where we're kind. The Torah works with you, but this is not one of them. Nazir you have to bring. So what does it mean, Mevada Asher Tasig Yadai? So the Gemara darshan it. If you take a look in the Rishonim, in Chumash, the Ramban, and that's the Kavod Rav Yitzchak, but the Ramban and the Ibn Ezra, they both say the same thing. They say that you see from here that even though the Torah says that when a Nazir completes his Nazirus, Chatos, Oyla, and Shlomim, that's a minimum amount. But really, there was an idea that if you could afford it, when you complete your Nazirus, you should be Marba, you should do even more. Very big Kiddush. The Ramban's Lashon is, V'chaza v'amah m'vada ashatasa yodoy, shim hoya asha yarba b'karbonah. That's what you should do. Not only can you, but you should. There's an idea to be marbe b'karbonah. And then the Ramban doubles down on his chiddush. He says that if a gevir became a nazir
And he decided that when he finishes his Naziris, he's not just going to bring the minimum amount of karbanas, he's going to bring 3 oilas and 7 shlomims, right? He's going to bring more. Not only is it okay, not only should you do a lekatchila, but it becomes the karbanas nazar. And now there's going to be an issa tiglachas, and you're not allowed to drink wine until you bring all those karbanas. That's a tremendous chiddush. Pasha, you would think it's just a neder or an adava. How could I add on to the ikur parish of Naziris? Says the Ramban, no, you have an ability to add on. Where do you see that? This pasuk. And that's exactly what the pasuk is saying, says Ramban. That's Pasha Pshat. Zoyz teres an nazir ashit and karbanu l'ashem al nizroi. This is the minimum shir. Milvad ashit hasik yodai. I'm not talking about if you could afford more, says the Torah. Because if you could afford more, there's an idea to give more, and the more that you're going to be menadiv is actually going to become part and parcel to the ikur obligation of Naziris, so much so that you can't go back to your mundane way of life until you satisfy not only the chatas, the oil, and the shlamim, but even those additional karbanos, and that's what it means. Milvada shatasa yodai, that's what the Ramban says, and that's what Evan Ezra says right here on this passage. Either way, another sugya. Zakti Gemara, Mishnaim Amirin, loy evarim bu'ubarin, v'loy ubarim be'evarim. So not only can you not do tamura from one animal to another animal, but you can't even do tamura from the aver of an animal to the uber of another animal, or from an uber to an aver. See more about this in the Gemara. V'loy ubarim ve'evarim b'shleimim. You can't do tamura from an uber and an aver to a shalei, v'loy shleimim b'hem. Rabbi Yosef says, memirim evarim b'shleimim, avaloy shleimim b'hem. You could do tamura on an animal, that on the aver of an animal, from a shalim, but not a shalim from an aver. I'm Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi said, I'll prove it to you. If someone would say that I want the regal of an animal to be an oila, the whole animal would become an oila. So too, if somebody says, I want this foot, just one regal, one part of an animal, to be tmura, animal that's kodesh, the halach is it would be chal tmur. Either way, the Gemara is going to go through everything that we just saw, so we'll see it all in the Gemara. But the Gemara is going to begin. The Gemara is going to begin with the halacha of uber. So one of the things the Mishnah discussed was whether or not there's a concept of tmura as it relates to the aver and the uber of an animal. So again, what did the Mishnah say? Ein mamirim. Meaning, it's not possible to do tamura, right? Emamir doesn't mean you're not allowed to do tamura. Doesn't mean you cannot do tamura. You cannot mean you physically can't do it. It doesn't work. Say ein memirin loy evarim beubarin, loy ubarin beevarim. So you can't do tamura to and from an uber. It has to be from a regular lebediga animal. But an uber is excluded from the parashan tamura. It says the Gemara on that note, itmar, bar pada said, in kedusha chala al ubur arim, that if somebody wants to be makdish an uber, he cannot be makdish an uber. Rabbi Yechon says, kedusha chala al ubur arim. No, you could be makdish an uber. So someone has an animal, a female animal, she's pregnant, and you want to be makdish, not the mother, you want to be makdish to uber. Could you be makdish to uber or not? Machlik is barpadim Rabbi Yechanan. Barpadim says, ein kedusha chal al ubarim, you can't be makdish and uber. Rabbi Yechanan says, kedusha chal al ubarim, you can be makdish and uber. Says the Gemara of us, Rabbi Yechanan tameh. Rabbi Yechanan, that said you can be makdish and uber, Rabbi Yechanan said, if someone was makdish, a chatas, that was a muberes, viyolda, and then she gave birth, so now you have two animals. Rotza ba mischapa, rotza ba vloda mischapa. If you want, you can get kapara from the mother. If you want, you can get kapara from the vlad. Says the Gemara, that statement of Rabbi Yochanan is l'shitasoi, who holds that kedusha could be chal on an uber. So we need a little bit of background. First of all, only someone that's chayiv chatas could be mafresh a chatas. Right? Chatas is not bab neder bin adavas. He can't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to bring Hashem a matana, the matana is going to be a chatas. You can do that with an oil and a shlomim, but you can't do that with a chatas. Chatas is not bab neder bin adavas. So we're talking about someone that had an obligation. He was chayiv to bring a carbon chatas. When are you chayiv to bring a carbon chatas? If you do an avera that had you done b'mezid, you would have been chayiv karis, b'shoigig, you have to bring chatas. So someone was mechal Shabbos b'shoigig, for example. Now he has an obligation to bring a carbon chatas, number one. Number two, he had an animal that was me'uberes, and he went and he was makdish this animal. Now, the uber was born. The question is, which one of these animals can he go and use to fulfill his carbon chatas? So the mother, for sure, there's no question. That's the one that he was makdish. What about the uber? Could he use the uber or could he not use the uber? Now, we know there's a halacha that there's chomesh chatois hamesos. Usually, there's never a halacha that you take a carbon and you kill it. What do you do with a carbon? So if you can be makrovit, you're makrovit. If you can't, you wait until it gets a moment, then you poid it and you sell it. But to kill an animal, a carbon, The only time you find that is with regards to a carbon chatas. Chomech chatoyis hamesis. The Gemara is going to discuss it in the end of Masechta Smura in great detail. So we're going to become very familiar with the chomech chatoyis hamesis. But for now, what we need to know is that one of the chomech chatoyis hamesis is a vlad chatas. Chatas is always in a keva, with very few exceptions. A chatas is almost always in a keva. So it's very shchiach that this chatas could have a baby. So a vlad chatas is lemisa asla. That's the halacha. So vlad chatas is lemisa asla. Stating that, Rabbi Yochanan went ahead and Rabbi Yochanan said a chiddush, that if someone was makdish the chatas when it was already muberes, it means when you made it hektish, it was muberes, and now it was born. The halacha is you can use either one of those chatois to fulfill your obligation. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that you don't say that the baby is a vlad chatas and it's lemisa asla because it's one of the chomish chatois hameses. The way you look at it is I have two legitimate options for me to fulfill my chatas obligation. I could use the mother if I want. I could use the child. What's the pshat? It's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds that you could be makdish and over. And the way we teach, when you were makdish, the chatas muberes was that I was being makdish the mother and I was being makdish the over. I was makdish them both separately. So I don't look at the uber now as being a vlad chatas. Rather, the way I look at the Uber is if I was makdish the Uber just like I was makdish the mother. So it's as if I was makdish two animals for one chiyav chatos, where the halacha is generally ratzah b'zem eschaper. But it's all Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasa, because if Rabbi Yochanan held that you couldn't be makdish an Uber, then the whole kedusha that the Uber would be able to have would be agav the mother, which means at best it would be a vlad chatas. If it was a vlad chatas, you wouldn't be able to use it to get kapara. It would be lemisa asa. Either way, if Rabbi Yochanan said hikdash chatas muberes v'yolda, ratzah b'mischaper, ratzah b'vlad mischaper, Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai, that holds you could be makdish and over. So we look at it as if you were makdish two animals. What's halach if you makdish two animals for chatas? Ratzah b'zeh mischaper, ratzah b'zeh mischaper. So the Gemara b'tzrichi, Rabbi Yochanan had to say it twice, meaning it's so pashut that this is Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai that the Gemara is bothered why Rabbi Yochanan had to say this halach twice. Rabbi Yochanan said if you makdish and over, it's chal hektish. Rabbi Yochanan said, if you're makdish a chatas muberes, the mother and the vlad are both hektish. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan saying again that you could be makdish no, but why did Rabbi Yochanan say it twice? The verse is very simple. Said, we only had the first one. I would say, hatsam, hu da'akdashay lo ubra gufe. There, you went over to the uber and you said, I want the uber to be hektish. But over here, you are makdish the uber, you are makdish the mother. We're just saying that, oh, you're makdish the mother, the uber also becomes kaddish. You would say, maybe it doesn't become kaddish, agav the mother. Yes, said, the second one, I would say, hatsam, hu da'akdashay lo v'chal de'isba. Maybe only in the second case, when you makdish the mother, maybe the halach is that the uber becomes kaddish as well, because there's a svara, the Gemara is soon going to say, like a migu, that the mother becomes kaddish, so maybe agav, the mother, the uber becomes kaddish as well. But over here, where you are makdish the mother, you're only makdish the uber, given the less avroi, like kaddish, maybe the halach is that the uber shouldn't become kaddish. Tzricha says the Gemara is for that reason, that Rabbi Yochanan had to say it twice. Lishna achrina, another version of essentially the same thing. My kamashmal, again, the same question. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to tell me twice the halacha that an uber is kaddish? Rabbi Yochanan said, if you makdish an uber, the uber becomes kaddish. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, if you makdish a behema muberes and you give it a teres chatas, the halacha is ratzah b'zeh mischaper, ratzah b'zeh mischaper, which essentially is saying the same thing. And here the Gemara's lashon is a little different. Same punchline, but slightly different lashon. Im shayre meshuyar l'chura, what Rabbi Yochanan is saying in the second halacha, that if you're makdish a behema muberes, the mother and the uber both become kaddish. So essentially what he's saying is that you look at the uber as being a separate entity. So for example, if you want to be makdish the mother and not be makdish the uber, that's something you'd be allowed to do. Ordinarily, you can't be makdish a half a behema. But if Rabbi Yochanan is saying that we look at it as a separate entity, so it's not a problem. If you're mishayer, it's going to be a shir. It won't be an issue. The Gemara doubles down, and the Gemara says, in other words, you want to really get to the core of the lumdus of Rabbi Yochanan? We'll recap this soon. You see, Rabbi Yochanan must hold Uber L'Avayarachimai, because really that's what it should be telling you. Right? Is the Uber an entity for itself? If Uber Yarachimai is just part of the mother. It's like the mother's foot. It's the yerech of the mother. If it's ubalav yerechim, that's when it's short. But the point is, says the Gemara, v'tarati lamali, why do Yechim have to tell me that halacha twice? The Gemara tzricha, the same tzricha as like we had before. Had we only had the second one, mishum di imei chazi legufei, because in the second case, you were makdish the mother. So you could say, migu nachsa kedusha la, nachsa nami levad, being that the mother's becoming kaddish, maybe it makes sense the vlad should become kaddish. Aval idach, but in the case where all you're doing is being makdish the vlad, loy, maybe not. That's why I need the first gvit. We only had the first one, which on the kamefarish kedusha levad, because you're being mefarish before. You're saying clearly, I want the vlad to become kaddish. Avalahi, but in this case, loy tzrichas. For that reason, Rabbi Yochanan had to tell it to me twice. The bottom line is, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is that you could be makdish and over. Very big Kiddush. You could be Makdish and Uber. And Rabbi Yochanan said, it doesn't matter if you go over to the Uber and you're only Makdish the Uber, or if you go to Behemah Muberes and you Makdish the mother. We assume that when you Makdish the mother is Kaddish and the Uber is Kaddish, and they each have their own distinct Tusha. My Nafkamina in the world of Chatas, Ratzah Bab Meschaper, Ratzah Bavad Meschaper. What is that Taliyah meaning? What's the basis for Rabbi Yochanan's Halacha? What the Gemara seems to say is Rabbi Yochanan holds Uba Lavi Erechimai. I mean that Uba's Lavi Erechimai, we don't look at it, if we looked at it as part of the mother, how could you go ahead and be Makdish it on its own? But it's because Rabbi Yochanan holds Uba Lavi Erechimai, it's for that reason that it's going to work. Bar Pada argued. Bar Pada said that you can't be Makdish an Uba. Ein Kedusha Chalal Ubar. You can't go over to an Uba and be Makdish it. Not on its own, not through the mother. That's not something that you have an ability to do. What does Bar Pada hold? Maybe he holds Uba Erechimai. So he holds that you can't just go ahead and be Makdish only a part of it. But the truth is like this. The truth is, and we're not going to get into the lumdus tonight, but the truth is that Rabbi Yochanan is really saying a very big chiddush. Because Rabbi Yochanan saying that you can go and be makdish an uber, l'chayra, isn't an uber a davar shaloi b'la'ilam? And we know this machlik is Rameir Chachamim and Shas, where the other makna davar shaloi b'la'ilam or ain't other makna davar shaloi b'la'ilam. Is an uber a davar that's b'la'ilam, or is an uber a davar shaloi b'la'ilam? The Shulchan Aruch in Chayshemish Batzim in Reish Tes, when he brings the halacha of a davar shaloi bala oilam, hamakna l'chaveri davar she'ena mesuyim, right? So he's discussing the halachas of davar she'ena the makna davar shaloi bala oilam. And one of the examples he gives is, if somebody says, t'nu masha teled behema zu l'ploini, that when my behema gives birth to a child, I want you to give it l'ploini. L'yam haklom. You know why l'yam haklom? Because they ain't the makna davar shaloi bala oilam. A behema that's not born yet is viewed as a davar shaloi bala oilam. If that's the case, then Rabbi Yochanan's really saying a big chiddush. Because the fact that you could be makdish an uber, l'chayr, the uber is loy balayla. So how are you able to be makdish it? But regardless, and that is Rabbi Yochanan's shita. The Ktzois, in the beginning of Simen Reish Tes, says that it could be this Rabbi Yochanan is a makar to a Rambam shita. Rambam has a famous shita that maybe we'll talk about in tomorrow's daf. But the Rambam has a famous shita where the Rambam says that an uber can get married. So how would an uber get married? Because a father has an ability to be mekabel kedushin for his daughter. A father can be mekabel kedushin for his daughter. And the Rambam Shita is, the way some achrayim understand it, that a father can be mekabel kedushin for an uber. The kedushin will be chal on the uber. What happens if it's a boy? Right. Imtel edishti nekeva. Right. I think you have to add that language into the ksuba. but the father could be mekabel. The father could be mekabel. Exactly. The shidduch sof. What happened? It was a boy. but the father could be mekabel. That there's a concept that an uber is considered a baloi, which at first glance is a pella. Because we pass kamei on the makta davar shloi baloilam. So what would be in a makar that uber maybe is viewed differently? Says like, it's a mafurish asugya. It's a machalikas Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada. We always pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Kemat or Rabbi Yochanan rab. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Shmuel, Rabbi Yechon. Talk is almost always like Rabbi Yechon. So if you have a sugya with Rabbi Yechon and says that you can go ahead and be makdish an uber, so now you have a basis to say such a chiddush that an uber is considered a bala oilam. But either way, the Gemara is going to...
It's not the same type as Dovash Lagul Oilam as entire Zdekel, because it's there, it's just concealed.
Oh, so you're saying it's there. Right, so even the Rambam, when the Rambam brings this halacha of Kiddush Uber, he says it's only when the uber is nicker. So if it's hooker uber, so you see already this distinction. I hear very good. But either way, on that note, the Gemara is going to fire away with kashas and terutzim with regards to this machloikis, Rabbi Yechon, my pod, again, what's the machloikis? Could you be makdish an uber or not? Bar Pada says no, Rabbi Yochanan says no. Yosef, Rabbi Zeiro, v'kabal ha-shmaito. He said over this, halacha, this machloikis, Bar Pada, Rabbi Yochanan, Esve, Rabbi Yirmi, the Rabbi Zeiro, Rabbi Yirmi, was there, he asked the kashuk, Rabbi Zeiro, from a Mishnah later. It says, Ketzam Arim and al-Bachar, someone had a behemoth that was mivakeres. This behemoth is about to give birth, and he's worried in this case that maybe it's going to be a zachar. If it's a zachar, it's going to be a bechar. He doesn't want to have to give it to the kohen. So he quickly goes to Jewish attorneys. He's trying to come up with a loophole. How do I get out of this? I don't want to give my behemoth to it. So he told him, I have a very good idea. I'm a vakeresh. I said, Muberes. Oime, you know, you should say, Mashab Meyash Elzu Oile. Say that in the event that it's a zachar, you want it to be an oile. Oile has to be a zachar. Oile can't be in a cave. So he said, in the event it's in a cave, you have nothing to worry about. If it's a zachar, you want it to be an oile. What's the halacha? Yol the zachar, harezu oile. And the reason this works is because Kedushas Bechar is not chal until the animal is born. Because it has to be pet the rech, it has to open the womb of the mother. So until it opens the womb of the mother, there's no Kedushas Bechar. So what you did is you chapped around, you made it an oile. You had to bring a carbon oile. So it's perfect. Let this be my oile. Instead of giving it to a kohen, I'll be yoitza my oile. But what do you see from here? Al mekadosh ober. You see, you can be makdish an ober. You see, you can make it into an oile. It's a right to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a kasha marpado. Amaleis. Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, ki misnayahi b'kedushas damim. When that person said, I want it to be an oila, he didn't mean Kedushas Agof. He meant Kedushas Damim. And this is a Chiddush. That even Bar Poda that said that you can't be Makdish and Ober, he only meant that you can't be Makdish at Kedushas Agof. But he acknowledges that you could be Makdish at Kedushas Damim. Right. Again, what's the difference between Kedushas Agof and Kedushas Damim? Kedushas Agof means that it belongs to the Mizbech, but it physically belongs to the Mizbech. You actually have to take this thing and put it on the Mizbech. Kedushas Damim means it belongs to the Mizbech, but if you want, you could sell it, take the money, buy your carbon. The proceeds at the end of the day have to end up in the bank of the Mizbeach. But it itself doesn't go on the Mizbeach. So Bar Pod is saying that I agree you can be Makdish and Uber Kedushas Dabim. I just hold you can't be Makdish and Uber Kedushas Agop. But the Gemara asks Akasha, if all this is Kedushas Dabim, how does the loophole work? Me alime Kedushas Dabim, the Kamafkale ben Bechayr. But what was the context? The context was this person didn't want to give his animal to a Kohen. He didn't want the Bechayr. So what he did was he made it into an Oila by making it into an Oila. So now it's Kodesh, Kedushas Oila. How are you going to put it on the Mizbeach? How are you going to, it doesn't, can't get Bechayr? If it's an Oila, it can't become a Bechayr. Chulin can become a Bechayr. Oila can't become Bechayr. Right? That was the cheshbon. Problem is, if it's only Kedushas Damim, is Kedushas Damim enough to be Mafkia Bechayr? Meaning, if something has Kedushas Damim, is that enough to say Bechayr can't be Chal on Kedushas Damim? I'm a lay in. He said, yeah, nice ha'ara, but the answer is yes. It's a Mishnah. Vatanan. This Tanan, Vahatanan is Benichusa. It's a Mefurish Mishnah. Kol HaKachim Shekada Mum Kavu Lekdesh. Anytime you have Kachim that has a Mum Kavua, but the Mum Kavua was there before the Hekdesh. So we spoke about this last night. What's the halacha? When the Mum Kavua is there before the Hekdesh, it's Kedushas Dom, it's not Kedushas Agof. Right? Kedushas Agof can't be Chal on a carbon that has a Mum Kavua. So an animal that has a Mum Kavua, you can make it Kedushas Agof. If you makdish it, it's going to be Kedushas Damim. If it had Kedushas Agof and then it develops a Mum Kavua, it retains its status of Kedushas Agof. But you can't make something Kedushas Agof if it has a Mum Kavua. So the Mishnah says like this, if the Kachim was Kadam Mum Kavua like Deshan, in which case it's going to be Kedushas Damim, v'niftu, and that's the punchline. And you appoint it, the loch is chayavim b'b'chayra. If you appoint it, and then it gives birth to a child, you're going to have a chiyav b'chayra, u'b'matonois, and you'll be chayav in zroya l'chayayim and kev. The reason is, because if it was kodam mum kavur lactation, you appoint it, it's chulin. So if it's chulin, now it has a baby, there'll be kedushas b'chayr, because b'chayr is chal on chulin. But the Gemara makes it, time of the lach sheniftu the chayavim, it's a mashu, the only time you chayav in b'chayr is if you appoint it. Avo kodam sheniftu, but if you aren't appoint it, pturim. Now, what hektish did it have before you appointed it? Kedushas Damim. Alma Dalima Kedushas Damim. The Mafkalei B'Bechayr. So you see that even though all it had was Kedushas Damim before you appointed it, but had it had a child, it wouldn't be a Bechayr. It's only if it was Kedushas Damim and you appointed it, and then it has a child, there's going to be Bechayr. But if it had Kedushas Damim and you weren't appointed it, not. Why? Because it's Kaddish. But the Kedushas Damim, how do I know it's Kedushas Damim? Because it was Kaddam Mubu like Deshim, all it could be is Kedushas Damim. So you see clearly that Kedushas Damim is enough to be Mainea Bechar. So it's the Gemara Esvei. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked another Kasha. So again, Rabbi Zeira said over, this Machloik is Bar Padim, Rabbi Yochanan to Rabbi Yirmiyah, and Rabbi Yirmiyah is firing away. So Rabbi Yirmiyah asked the second Kasha. Ha'oyme mashe b'me'e shazu oyla, muteres b'giza, v'asura b'voyda, mishum kichush uber shabah. So somebody goes to a pregnant animal and he says that I want the uber to be an oila. This is a regular pregnant animal that's chulin. He says, I want the uber to be an oila. So what's the halacha? You could shear the mother. No problem shearing the mother. You can't do any work with the mother. Why not? The mother's chulin. Why can't I do work with the mother? Because when you work with the mother, you're weakening the uber. And you're not allowed to weaken the Uber, because the Uber has Kedusha. What's the Kasha? You see Mefurish that you can be Makdish and Uber. I mean, that you clearly see. You see, it's Chal. Asura Begiza, Mishum Kicho Shubashallah. So it's a Mefurish Raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Again, a Kasha Marpada. I'm a Leonam Kedusha's Domin. So Rabbi Zeira told Rabbi Yirmiyah, I think Marpada would tell you that the Kedusha over there is Kedusha's Domin. So he asked him, but Mi Alim Kedusha's Domin, Asir Le Bavaida. If all it is Kedusha's Domin, then why is there an Isra Avaida? Why are you worried about doing Avaida with the mother because you're going to weaken the child? You're not allowed to do Avaida with an animal that has Kedusha's Domin. Kedusha's like, well, if you can't do Avaida, das Vashteach. But you can't do Avaida with an animal that's Kedusha's Domin. Amalei in Vatana. It's the same mission that we had earlier. It said, Yoitzin Lechulun, Ligazaz Viliyave. If you have an animal that had a Mum Kavua, and it was Kodam Mumen like Kedeshon, it had the Mum Kavua before it became Hektish, and then you appointed it. So the Allah is, after you appointed it, it becomes Chulin, you can do Gizav Avaida. Time, Mishum the Niftu. When does it go to Chulin that you can be, you can do Gizav Avaida after you appointed it? Hakoidim Cheniftu. But before you appointed it, Asurim Bavoida. Amma Kedushas Domim, Asurim Bavoida. See that Kedushas Domim is also Bavoida. So that's the Gemara. So in other words, that would be the text. Eisvei, another Kasha. Our Mishnah. Again, why are we talking about this machloikis by Padim Rabbi Yochanan? So we knew it was going to have something to do with our Mishnah. So now we're coming full circle. We're bringing it back to our sugya. What did Mishnah say? Ein memirin loy evarim bu'ubarin, v'loy ubarim be'evarim. You can't do tmura to and from an uber. So if you have an animal that's hektish, it's an uber. You can't do tmura. It's removed. Not you can't, meaning that's also, always also to do tmura. You physically can't do it. You can't shaf a tmura with an uber. Doesn't matter if the behemoth chulin is dober or the behemoth kachim is dober. But as the Gemara asks, emure hu delay meimer ha mikdash kachim. If we're talking about doing tamura from an ober, obviously you can have a behemoth that's an ober that's going to be kachim. Because if it can't be kachim, we can't be talking about tamura. How does tamura start? You have two animals. One is kachim, the other one is chulin. So if you're telling me a halacha, I can't do tamura from an ober that's kachim, clearly it's possible to have an ober that's kachim. Meaning it's only a muri hu delay meimer. Hamikdash kachim, frek the Gemara, according to Bar Pada, I thought it's not shaykh to have a behemoth chulin that's kachim. Amal vlei, bevladei kachim with the kedisha v'kaimila. That's a different case. That's not talking about where you were makdash dover. That's talking about where you were makdash the mother. Then the mother became pregnant. And now there's a vlad. That vlad of Adah is going to be kaidish. So the chiddush is that you can't do a tmura from that vlad. But the Gemara says, ivlad kachim, bimei uman hu delay avdin, ha avroi avdin. You're telling me that it's vlad kachim? If that's the case, I have a bigger problem. Vatanam to the Mishnah ain't a vlad. Vlad Kachem is never Oysa Tmura. Not only is it not Oysa Tmura when it's an Uber, it's not Oysa Tmura even after it was born. So you can't tell me that when the Mishnah says you can't do Tmura from an Uber that's Kachem, it means Vlad Kachem. Because Vlad Kachem you can't do Tmura from even after it's born. Elamaya must mean an Uber that's not Vlad Kachem. It's an Uber that you are Makdish. So Bishlam, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can be Makdish an Uber. But according to Rabbi, you can't be Makdish an Uber. So the Gemara says no. Really, it's talking about Vlad Kachim. You're going to ask a Kasha, why then does the Mishnah say you just can't do Tmura on it or from it while it's in a state of Uber? Even after it's born, you can't do Tmura? Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, da Amar, Vlad, Oysa Tmura. Not everybody agrees with that. It's really Machlaikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Vlad Kachim is Oysa Tmura. And the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Mishnah is of the opinion that Vlad Tmura is Vlad Kachim is Oysa Tmura, but it's only Oysa Tmura once it's born. It's not Oysa Tmura while it's an Ober. So when the Mishnah talks about Tmura with an Ober, it doesn't mean Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada. It means Vlad Kachim. Meaning, and this is the first time the Gemara says it, it's going to be important in the Hemshech of today's daf and in tomorrow's daf, and that is that this Machloik is Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada, whether or not you can be Makdash an Uber, it should not be confused with there being a machloikis, Rabbi Yechon and Pader, whether or not you can have an Uber that's Kachim. Avadi can have an Uber that's Kachim. Behema that's Kachim, that has a child, that becomes pregnant, that child is going to be Kachim. There's no Shaila. Everyone agrees there's a musig of Uber that's Kachim. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is, could I be Makdash an Uber l'katchila? Avadi, it could be a Vlad Kachim. The question is, could I go to an Uber and be makdish? That's the machloikis. The point is, our Mishnah is in fact discussing a case of an Uber that has kedusha, but it was a Vlad Kachim. It had nothing to do with the machloikis. Rabbi Yochanan bar Pada. But the Gemara says the way to make that work is by saying that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. I Rabbi Yehuda tmura ha'udalai avde evarim ha'mikdash kachi. I have a problem. Why? Because the Mishnah also said that you can't do tmura from an aver that's kachim. You can't do it from an uber that's kachim. You can't do it from an aver that's kachim. Right? The Mishnah discussed avarim that's kachim. Frate Gemara Kasha, it sounds like avarim are only removed from tmura. But there's a concept of being makdish an aver. You can be makdish only an aver. Frate Gemara, but Amar Rabbi Yehuda, read this avarim like kachi. You can't be makdish an aver. And the Mishnah is talking about avarim being kadosh. Clearly, the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. How can you tell me the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda with regards to flat kachim? The Mishnah in Cheshbon can't be Rabbi Yehuda because it doesn't work with another thing that the Mishnah said, and that is that there's a concept of hektish evarim. Even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you can't be makdish one aver, it's only an aver she'en aneshama tuliyabai. But an aver aneshama tuliyabai, like an aver that's oisa treifa, that type of aver, there Rabbi Yehuda's maida you can be makdish. When the Mishnah mentioned evarim, maybe that's what the Mishnah was referring to. One last kasha. Esvei makdish and evarim v'ubarin avoloi memirin. You can be makdish evarim and ubarin, but you can't do tmura from evarim and ubar. So the Tanna of this Mishnah holds you can be makdish an aver of an animal, you can be makdish an uber, you just can't do tmura from an aver or tmura from an uber. What do you see from here? You can be makdish an uber. K.O. A mefurish raya to Rabbi Yochanan. A mefurish akasha on Bar Poda. Achanami bevlade kasha. The Gemara says no. Maybe when it says he can be makdish and uber, it means vlad kasha. The Gemara says no. Hey, you can't say that. Ibevlade kasha. My makdishim. Makdishim v'kaimi. How can you say it's vlad kasha? Here the Mishnah says makdishim. Right? Our Mishnah didn't say makdishim. Our Mishnah just discussed a case where you had an uber that was kasha, and the Mishnah said alacha. You can't do tamura from that uber. Okay. Here it says mefurish makdishim. Makdish can't mean Vlad Kachin. You're not Makdish Vlad Kachin. Vlad Kachin is Memela Kaddish. You're not Makdish it. So the Gemara says, right? Even Vladi Kachin, my Makdish and Akdish Vekaimi. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamar, we have to edit the Mishnah a little bit. Makdish and Evarim. Mishnah says you can be Makdish and Evar. Umamirim Bahen. And you could do Tumura from such an animal. The Ubarim. Additionally, Ubarim. Shekotchu bimeimon that God kedusha agav the mother aim a mirim behem. You can't do tmura. But in other words, we're talking about vlad kachin. But the Gemara says iba vladi kachin bimeimon hutlo yavdin tmura bavroy avdi. Same kash like we had before. But in of others isem tmura. If it's talking about vlad kachin, then why are we telling me only while it's bimeimon you can't do tmura? Even after it's born, you can't do tmura because the halachas vlad kachin are always excluded from tmura. Same teretz. Amani Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Rabbi Yehuda who holds that vlad kachin could do tmura. It's only while it's an uber can't do tmura. You're Rabbi Yehuda, Evarim Mikach, Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't be Makdish Evarim. Rabbi Yehuda, Lesley, Oimirakshasu Oila, Kula, Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't be Makdish only an Evar. And the Mishnah is clearly saying Makdish and Evarim. It's talking about Dovah that's Isa Trefa, even Rabbi Yehuda that holds that you can't just be Makdish and Evar. That's only true if it's an Evar that's not Isa Trefa. Evish ain't Anashama Tuliyabai. But if it's an Evish Anashama Tuliyabai, there you can. Either way, we'll end here. But again, the topic of the second part of the daf was this machloikis Rabbi Yochanan Bar Poda, could you be makdish an uber or can you not be makdish an uber? Meaning, can an uber have kedusha? For sure. That's the halacha of vlad kachim. Behemas kachim that becomes pregnant and gives birth to a child, that child is going to be kaddish. There's no question in the world. So is there a concept of an uber of kedusha? Yeah, we'll see more about that on daf yud aleph. But for sure, there's such an idea. But that was Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Bar Poda. Machlekes was something else. Could I be Makdish and Ober, or could I be, not be Makdish and Ober? And really, the Machlekes was stated in two instances. Could I go over to an Ober and be Makdish, number one? Or what if I'm Makdish, a behemoth that's already Mubaris? Not a behemoth that wasn't Mubaris, that later became Mubaris. If I was Makdish, a behemoth Mubaris. So the question is, if you hold you could be Makdish and Ober, then it's as if I was Makdish two animals. You were Makdish the mother, you were Makdish the child. If you hold that you can't be Makdish and Uber, then we'd look at only the mother being Kaddish. The Uber, in the best case scenario, would get some sort of Kedusha, agav the mother. But it definitely wouldn't have its own level of Kedusha. Another thing we saw, that it could be this Shaila of whether you can or cannot be Makdish and Uber, is totally in the age-old question of Uber Yerachimai, Uber Lav Yerachimai. We also mentioned, how does this relate to the Sugya of Ein Adam Makdish and Davos Leibel Ha'olam? The Shulchan Aruch and Chayshu Mishpat Simi Reish Tes gives one of its classic, a textbook example of Ein Adam Makdish and Davos Leibel Ha'olam is a person wants to sell a babe that wasn't born yet. L'chura, why should this not be tali in Eina the Makna Dova Shloibel Oilam? And the Ketzai suggests that maybe if Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says you could do it, even though it's a Dova Shloibel Oilam, maybe this is a makar to a Shita Sarambam, Shekama Kumasim Nishtabru, that so many of the G'dayli Achroinim discussed and mutchit that the Rambam holds it could be Makadish and over, maybe even so much that the Ketushan could be Chal while she is an over. Maybe it's related to this Shitas Rabbi Yochanan that you see, if you could be Makdish and over, maybe you could be Makadish and over, right? Makdish is when you're making it Hekdish. Makadish is Areat Makudesh Asli. But either way, we'll end on this note.